The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory
to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we have a prayer that appears in the Gospel that is so familiar to us, so familiar that at times we might take the words for granted, at times we may not even hear or know the words. It's a beautiful way that Jesus taught the disciples himself as a means of praying. It begins with three petitions to God himself, praying that God's name will always be made holy, that God's kingdom will be brought about, that God's will be done. Those three petitions are made to the Father. And then there's three petitions for God's people, that we be given our food, that we be nourished. Secondly, that our sins be forgiven in as far as we are prepared to forgive others. And finally, that we're not led into temptation. And finally, that prayer that was given by the Lord is so powerful to us. It's quite a challenge that we forgive others as we ourselves would like to be forgiven. Jesus told his listeners not to babble like the pagans do, and so gave us that beautiful prayer. When we pray, our prayers aren't called to help change God, but when we pray, our prayers change us. That when we say that prayer, we pray that we would be aware of our need for God in our lives, that we would acknowledge him as our Father, that we would become involved in the building of his kingdom here on earth, that we would accept his nourishment in the bread of life, in his word, that we would be a people of forgiveness, and that we would try not to be led into temptation. So when we pray, we're not trying to change God's mind, we're trying to change our own hearts and minds, that we would be closer to God, that we would be able to accept God's plans for us, and that we would be the best people we can be. It's with that in mind that we turn to the Lord now with our prayers, as we pray for each other, for our country and our world, that we would help to be involved in the building of his kingdom here on earth.